Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. Today, Mansa, this is going to be a fun topic for me because I'm feeling the urge to splurge.
Absolutely. And listen, when it comes to spending money, you know, some of us get into a trick bag where we feel bad about any kind of money we spend.
Right.
So, you know, just guilt. And there's a lot of things associated with that we can't go into right now. But let's talk about a framework that you can make a decision of what to splurge on and what not to splurge on. And here's a simple rule. If something really matters to you, then spend responsibly on that thing. If something doesn't matter to you, then go cheap. For example, I'm talking about everyday purchases. Let's talk about toilet paper.
Okay.
If you need or you desire or it matters that you have the soft name brand, go for it. Splurge on it. But if you're the kind of person that doesn't matter, then do dollar store.
Mm.
That same principle applies to makeup, clothing, those kind of things. The key to this is you have to be honest about what really matters
right.
to you. If a good outward appearance is important because of job, et cetera, so forth, then maybe you do spend extra on clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for work. But on your casual, then that's when you may go cheap.
Yep, I'm talking about Walmart cheap.
I'm talking about thrift store cheap. So.
Oh, yeah, like that too.
Or consignment shop. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
On those things that are important, go ahead and spend responsibly. And listen, most things in our life don't matter. You know, the name brand foods versus the store brand, and when you get down to taste test, it really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So when it doesn't, once it's said, go cheap, so you have that money to splurge on the things that really matter to you.
Wow, great tips. And Mansa, you give tips all the time on your website and Facebook page. Tell everybody where to find you.
Yeah, you can find us at moneysmartlife.org on the web, and also moneysmartlife.org. Search that on Facebook. You'll find us. Got some great posts. We put up a post to support what we're talking about today on Facebook, and we encourage people to like and share. That's how you can help us work with the algorithm over there at Facebook.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Mansa.
Thank you.